Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Monday, March the 11th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. It's amazing when Democrats and Republicans in Congress agree on something, how quickly they can move. And action against China is one of those. A new bill in the House of Representatives, the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, was introduced on March the 5th by the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, Republican Chair Mike Gallagher, and Democratic Ranking Member Raja Krishnamurthy, along with 20 other bipartisan supporters. Informally, the bill is called the TikTok bill because its focus is on the TikTok app. TikTok would be required to be divested from its Chinese owner ByteDance within 6 months or face a ban and removal from app stores and web hosting services in the U.S. While the bill currently applies only to TikTok, it includes a procedure for the president to designate other apps as national security risks in the future. Gallagher claimed that every major national security official in the Biden administration, including the directors of the FBI and CIA, have said that TikTok, under its current ownership structure, is a threat to U.S. national security. On March the 6th, the White House indicated that it would sign such a bill. And on March the 7th, the House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously advanced the bill introduced only about 48 hours before the 50-0 vote. Previous attempts to ban TikTok by both the Trump and Biden administration have been blocked by the courts or failed to pass both chambers. TikTok has a strong presence and lobby team. Plus, TikTok users and content providers are reportedly flooding Congress right now with calls to vote against the bill. Ironically, while a ban on TikTok on all federal government devices was enacted in 2022, the Biden campaign has a TikTok account. The campaign says it's an innovative way to reach young voters and claims to be taking advanced safety precautions with the app. And while there may be plenty of folks who would like TikTok to disappear, this bill wouldn't accomplish that. Now, if I can just figure out a way to attach some of my trade legislation to this bill.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.